Good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois. Well, this morning I have a celebrity here in Jerseyville, Julie Goheen, who has a Facebook page, Everything Frugal. And she has over 407,000 followers on her Facebook page, which is amazing. Welcome, Julie Goheen.
Thanks, Chris, for having me.
Yes, Everything Frugal. I mean, you are the kind of the talk of the town. 407,000, gosh, woman.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yes. Tell me, you are a Jerseyville person. You've lived in Jersey County your whole life?
My entire life.
Yes. You're married?
Yes. I've been married for 28 years.
And you have some children?
I have two children. One's 26, both girls, Paige. And then Cassie's 24. I have a son-in-law and a grandbaby.
Okay. And but it's just you and your husband at home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everything Frugal. Where you, on your Facebook page, you teach people how to be frugal, or what's the concept with?
Just teaching people how just to slow down in life, live like our grandparents used to live, just keep things simple. Everybody is in such a hurry anymore, and you know why they want simplicity. They want simplicity as convenience, not simplicity back. Grandparents and that they just want convenience is what they want. And you're going to pay for convenience, whether it's convenient food, you're ordering on Amazon because, you know, you're scrolling and, oh, I like that. And, you know,
they press a button and
it's at their home in 48 hours or less.
When did, have you always been frugal your whole life?
No, I mean, Terry and I struggled financially for years. And it wasn't that we didn't make a lot of money, which we didn't, but we just didn't know how to manage it.
Uh-huh.
And that's just something our parents didn't teach us. You know, my parents didn't teach me. His parents didn't teach him. And that. So in 2015, Terry was traveling for work, and he was making quite a bit of money. And we were still not struggling, but we weren't comfortable. And so one day I pulled up online and said financial whatever, and Dave Ramsey's name popped up.
Okay,
Dave Ramsey. And so we are Dave Ramsey people, true and true.
I've listened to Dave Ramsey many times. I can't say that I'm not like an everyday listener at all, mm-hmm. but I do enjoy listening to him, and he has some good points to make, that's for sure. So yep. Dave Ramsey.
A lot of people love him, and a lot of people hate him. Oh, I mean, it's just, there's really no, you know, some people will pull some of his tips, but we followed his program from, you know, the very beginning. And I mean, we still consider us Dave Ramsey, even though we're on baby step 7. But we did everything he said. I mean, he's been doing it for 35 years. He's got to be doing something right.
Oh, yeah.
So
then you started like in 2015 looking at ways to be frugal?
Mm-hmm. Just to ways to cut bills so we could pay off debt quicker.
Uh-huh. And you were following Dave Ramsey's philosophies and mm-hmm. you're going along. But then how did this Facebook page of yours, Everything Frugal, come along?
Because I would find a deal and I'd post it on my personal page on Facebook. And I mean, I could post 3 or 4 things a day that, you know, I found or whatever. And I just knew, nobody ever said anything, but I just knew people were like, oh my gosh, that's all she ever posts, blah, blah, blah. So I said, Terry, I'm like, you know, I think I'm just going to start a page about frugality and, you know, go from there. So it wasn't always on my personal page. Okay. And I had a page, an outlet, more right. or less, is what it started out as.
Well, I want to make this comment right here. You had a budget for a grocery budget for 2024. Your grocery budget is a whopping $800.
Yes.
And you said pre this interview that last year in 2023, it was $800.
Yes. And we spent $773.05 in 2023 in groceries only.
In groceries only. So...
And we eat fresh meat, we eat fresh produce. I mean, it's, pasta, a little bit of rice and beans. We're not big rice and beans people, but everybody always thinks, oh, if you're eating that cheap, you're eating rice and beans. Not really.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not that we won't eat it, but it's not in, you know, not even a monthly occurrence when we eat it.
So how do you do it?
St. Clair's is amazing. I shop Loss Leaders. I shop the reduced and markdowns. Any other big sale items. St. Clair's has a wonderful reduced produce section. And so, you know, somebody may just go to the regular section of the produce. And like today, I think the stock of celery was $1.99. You walk over to the produce, there's tons of stocks for a dollar.
Okay. So do you actually have to go there to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you make a trip?
Well, when I worked, I worked 3 days a week. So I would only come in because I live in Dow. And I didn't want to waste the gas to come in town and nothing be there because it's not always the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's five things on there, but many times there's hundreds of things on their racks. But okay. Now that I don't work, I only come in town once a week, maybe twice, and so I check it out. So I don't get the deals as much, but like today I did because I came in town.
So where did you work?
I have been case manager at Salvation Army here in Jersey County for 7 years.
Okay. But you recently retired from there?
I resigned last month.
Okay. All right.
So right now I'm a stay-at-home wife and a Grammy on demand when needed be. So,
okay. So I notice here your water bill's $25.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, first off, we're in the county, so we don't have a sewer charge. We're septic.
Oh, okay.
So that helps. We just don't waste water. Like, I don't get in the shower and, you know, think of my life's goals while I'm in the shower. I get in, I wash, I get out. I mean, so my showers are 3 minutes.
I see.
You know, and my husband, and, you know, I shower 4 or 5 times a week. I don't leave home. So, you know, there, if I skip a day of showering, it's, you know.
And you got your husband doing the same things you do.
Yep.
Okay. Your electric bill for 1 month, which was last month, maybe?
It just came in Wednesday night. So it was for January 31st, I think, till February 27th.
Your electric bill, $41.50.
Yes. Again, we're in the country. We have propane for heat.
Okay.
So that's just electric. So okay. Our highest bill in 2023 for electric was $92, and that was the July-August bill, the hottest part of the year.
So what do you do to keep your electric bill down?
If we're not using something that requires to, you know, if it doesn't need to be plugged in, it's not plugged in.
Like what?
Any given time, like when I left home today, our refrigerator, our 3 deep freezes, and I guess that was it. That was all that, and our stove and microwave because I can't reach them anymore since we had our kitchen remodeled.
Okay,
but they're the only things plugged in right
so
now.
So your TV, unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
Your radio, or whatever you have.
Yeah, everything. Like we have an Alexa, but we don't have it for. Like smart, we don't do the smart stuff. We just have it so when I'm in the kitchen, I can just say, Alexa, play country music or, you know, whatever. And when it's not, I just unplug it. And yeah, we have things on power strips. So we just hit a button and it unplugs. Because when things are plugged in, it's still drawing vampire energy. But when it's plugged into a power strip, that power strip, once you shut it off, all electricity is stopped.
Oh, I see.
Anything plugged in, even if it's not in use, is drawing some kind of power.
And just that little bit of power, you wouldn't think it'd be anything.
And it's not much. I mean, is it going to make you a millionaire? Absolutely not. But all little things will add up to making you a millionaire. Like a dryer. This month, it had been 4 years since we've used a dryer. We hang laundry outside all the time, but it's just Terry and I, so we don't have a lot of laundry. Mm-hmm. So I can pick and choose when I do laundry. I have hung laundry out, though, when there's snow on the ground, if the sun's out, you know. And, you know, if we would need something, we hang it inside, you know, our house. And we actually donated our dryer to a family in need about 4 or 5 months ago. So we don't even own a dryer anymore. Yeah. We had a construction guy come out the other day to look at our laundry room to redo it. And he's like, Julie, where is your dryer? And I'm like, we don't have one.
We don't need one.
No, we don't need one.
I'll be dark.
So, and a lot of people are like, oh, hang it, laundry. I love it. I think it's therapeutic. Being outside in the sun and it, I love it. It's just therapy for me.
So, what is your total cost of living per month? What number are you shooting for?
Including everything, like we put in extra into retirement, just right about $1,500 a month is what we live on.
I see.
Is our expenses.
Now you say, I mean, you got over 400,000 followers. Mm-hmm. Are they all, where are they from? Are they from
all over the world. We've got them from Australia, New Zealand to Canada, all over the United States. We have a couple that I know of from France. We have two from Spain, I believe. But again, there's over 400,000. So I'm not sure where everybody. Europe, I know, is Germany. I know we've got quite a few.
So are they sharing? Do they share with?
Share tips and tricks and hacks and.
And just share things back and forth, mm-hmm. and everybody picks mm-hmm. up things. And every day posting something every day.
Oh yeah, I post a lot. I have kind of a schedule I follow. So like on Mondays, I'll post a money saving tip. On Tuesday, a frugality tip. Wednesday is our big day. We have what do we do on Wednesdays? We have $10 weekly stock up to where people go out and they act like they have $10 and you try to find the best deal you can for that $10, whether it's clothes, you know, maybe they went to a thrift store and found a $50 pair of jeans for $4, or, you know, they went to the store and found chicken marked down 50% or whatever. And so they do that.
So everybody, if they make a deal on Wednesday, they mm-hmm. post it and share it with mm-hmm. everybody else. Like who's got the best deal?
Yeah. And so and then we have a Wednesday wisdom, it doesn't even have to do anything with frugality. I post it. And then I do, I try to do a frugal roundtable, like a bigger discussion once a week. And we call it frugal roundtable. Thursdays, we do another Best Buy kind of thing. On Fridays is our Frugal Five Friday.
Frugal Five Friday. What's that?
And that's just try to list at least 5 frugal things you did that week from Friday to like Thursday. So like if you hung your clothes out on the line, if, you know, you didn't go anywhere and you saved gas, or, you know, if you got a deal for paying for gas. I mean, we're big Upside and Gas Buddy users.
Okay.
And those costs, they add up.
Yes. So, gas mm-hmm. is expensive right now.
Yeah. And we're fortunate where we live. We're not far from going across the bridge, but Terry also works in Missouri. So he fills up in Missouri. Okay. And once in a while, if I'm in Alton, I'll skip across the bridge. But really, the one right across the bridge isn't much cheaper. It isn't as cheap as it used to be, according to Illinois. Mm-hmm. Now, Terry, he's further in. So he fills up over on like 270, and it's cheaper than there. But I will, because I don't fill up very often. I will fill up in Jerseyville, just one, so that the taxes stay in Jersey County. I'm a big local, you know, if I can get it local, I'm going to.
So you've been doing this since 2015?
The Frugal Life, yes. So the page we started, I started October 13th of 2020.
Okay.
That's when I started it.
In doing this, what is something that surprised you, that you started this up? Of course, the 400,000 followers surprised you, but anything else that you've learned, you're like, oh, wow, that was a realization. I didn't realize that.
I guess just seeing how many people actually live the way we do. And we don't think it's any special. It's kind of like a diet. Mm-hmm. When you diet, you diet. But when you change your way of eating, it's a lifestyle. And that's how we feel frugality is a lifestyle. And it's just kind of nice to have that camaraderie, you know, community. That
support.
Yeah. You know, because God love my best friend. But when I tell her things, she's just like, ah, cool. You know, but when you tell it on your group, everybody's like, woo, you know, it was a big deal.
Okay.
So just the community aspect of it.
What are some of the top deals that you ever came across?
Usually food. Food is a big one. But I treat grocery shopping as a full-time job. You know, I'm constantly, and actually on Tuesdays, I get online and I look at grocery ads throughout the United States and I post them on our page for people. Kroger is a huge, huge business in the grocery. I mean, they're pretty much dominant. I would say they're the food of Walmart. Like, you know, Walmart's everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a Kroger or a Kroger-owned store in several areas of the United States. They're under different names. It's Kroger's, you know, the umbrella, and there's tons underneath them.
But Kroger's a great place to go.
It is. And I was sad when Kroger and Carrollton closed, mm-hmm. but Ruler Foods in Godfrey is a Kroger store.
Oh, okay.
And so, you can pull coupons, like if a digital coupon that's at Fry's, which is out west in Arizona. And if they have peanut butter for 99 cents a jar, but your local Kroger has it for $1.49, you can put that 99 cent Kroger coupon on the Kroger app and you can use it at any Kroger store throughout the United States. So I go through and see which Kroger, and it, you know, you could have Kroger digitals on your app from 5 different Krogers throughout the United States. It's time consuming, but I love it.
So
I don't sleep well, so I always have something to do.
Yeah. So what the point that I think you sure want to make, being frugal may be cheaper, but it's not easy.
It's not easy. it's second nature to us. But starting out, my biggest thing is to tell people when they come on and they say, oh, we need to lower our bills. How are we going to do this? My thing is, start with one thing. If you're going to flip your lifestyle 180 all in a week doing frugal things, you're going to burn out, you're going to get overwhelmed, and you're not going to do it. It's just, you know. So I always suggest look at your grocery budget. That is the most flexible line item in your budget that you can, you know. While there are set costs, there's always alternatives. Whereas, you know, your water bill, your electric bill, they're set rates. And you can't call them and say, hey, can you lower our rate? You know, we're mm-hmm. longtime customers and that, which I do that a lot with our internet and that. But, you know, those are pretty much your standard. You can lower them, but you're never going to get as low as you want. Now, groceries, I mean, you have to be flexible. You can't, you know, you got to learn your wants and your needs.
Wants and needs.
Is a huge thing that a lot of people just don't have that grasp of in life, you know. They think they need that $7 coffee in the morning. Well, guess what? You can make a 40-cent coffee at home and make your own little cream. You know, there's so many dupes out there. Pinterest is a big one. You can make any kind of coffee you want. If you get on Pinterest and, you know, there's recipes for everything.
Now, help. Do you have some help in this?
I do. I have 7 other ladies all throughout the United States. And I think they're all, well, one of them's actually my youngest daughter. They help manage the page. You get spammers on there. You know, we get them out. We have people that, you know, that are just rude. And we don't allow rudeness on the page. We mm-hmm. don't allow shaming. We don't, you know, we boot them off the page. We accept a lot of people and we reject a lot of people. They have to answer 2 questions. One is, what's one thing you want to learn by being in this group? And one that you agree to the rules that we have in the group. And if they don't answer those, they don't get to join.
I see.
So
anything else that you want to add before we wrap up this interview?
I want everybody thinks frugal is cheap. It is not. Cheap is going out and buying a pair of sunglasses that is going to fall apart and you pay $2 for them and they're going to fall apart in 2 weeks. Frugal is going out and maybe paying $20 for a pair of sunglasses, but they're going to last a year or two. Now, with my husband, no, he breaks them all the time. So, but, you know, so every, you know, month you're buying two pairs of, or a pair of sunglasses. In 2 years, you've spent, you know, $24 or whatever it is. But if you buy one pair for $20, they may last 3 or 4 years. You're saving money. Cheap is being, doing something that like hurts somebody. Like the shows that used to be on, like the extreme cheapskates and all of that, where, you know, you go out to eat, but you wait till the table next to you leaves and then you grab their food and take it home for meals. That's cheap and that's gross.
Right.
We, you know, we don't do that. It is finding, frugality is finding what your wants and needs are and doing what you want for, and spending the least amount of money doing it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Julie.
I appreciate you having me.
And
enjoy it.
We might have you back in sometime.
Sure. Anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.